بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من جر ثوبه خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. فقال أبو بكر: يا رسول الله، إن إزاري يسترخي إلا أن أتعاهده. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنك لست ممن يفعله خيلاء. رواه البخاري وروى مسلم بعضه. Continuing on the chapter of wedding clothing, in this hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who drags his garment out of pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at him with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, inna izari yastarkhi, my pants, my trousers, it drags along, in other words, it slips down below my ankles, illa an ata'ahadahu, except that I am continuously cautious in this regard. Rasulullah then tells him, innaka lasta mimma yaf'aluhu khuyala, Abu Bakr, you are not amongst those who are doing it out of pride. In this hadith, we understand that a person should not lower his garments, a man should not lower his garments below his ankles. In the next few ahadith, we find the hadith very clear, mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Rasulullah has prohibited us from lowering our garments below the ankles. So our kurta that we are wearing coming from top, or the pants that we are wearing, should not go below the ankles. This is not only for salah, this is at all times. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu heard the hadith that Rasulullah said, that person who lowers his garment, drags his garment below his ankles, Allah Ta'ala would not look at him with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah. It is something very worrying, disturbing, that Allah will not look at the person with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah, when every person requires Allah's mercy. So he immediately said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my pants goes down below my ankles, except if I have to keep on picking it up. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu was a very thin person. And it used to happen that his garment would sometimes go lower and he would quickly pick it up. So this worry all the time that my pants must not go below my ankles, this was worrying him. Rasulullah then tells him to wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Abu Bakr, you do not have to worry. This is specific in his regard, not for any other person in the ummah. No, but Rasulullah would not give this concession to any other person, you and I. He gave this only to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and that too Allah ta'ala had informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abu Bakr is not doing this out of pride. Generally, a person who would lower his garment, it is because of pride. Somebody might say, I'm not doing it out of pride. So if you're not doing it out of pride, then why are you lowering your garments? If somebody tells you, lift your pants above your ankles, why do you feel that difficult to raise your garment above the ankles? Because we're living in a corporate world, we're working with many people, we feel embarrassed or shy, or it is out of pride that we lower our garments, our pants below the ankles. This is incorrect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next hadith we see, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينظر الله يوم القيامة إلى من جر إزاره بطرا متفق عليه. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أسفل من الكعبين من الإزار ففي النار. رواه البخاري. The first hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not look at a person with a merciful glance who drags his pants below his ankles out of pride. And the second hadith, that or whatever of the pants that comes below the ankles, so that part of the ankles which is now covered by the trousers or the kurta that your person is wearing, ma asfala min al ka'baini min al izar, so that izar, the trousers that covers that part of the ankles, it goes below the ankles, that part of the ankles would be in Jahannam. So it's a very serious warning. It's not something that ulama have just made out and only speak about these things. These are extremely important for our own selves. On the day of Qiyamah, we want Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to have any type of pride. And Rasulullah SAW said that we should not lower our garments. And this is what we should accept and carry out regardless of where we are, who we are traveling with, and who we are working with. We must follow the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, especially when a very serious stern warning has been given that that part of the ankle which is covered by the garment, then that part of the ankle will be in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This refers to the men folk, of course, not the women folk. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.